Welcome to Education Currents, a show designed to provide educational news and commentary from a Christian worldview. The greatest resource any community has is its children. And by providing for them the best possible education, we are providing for ourselves and future generations. Join us as we explore the latest social and political issues surrounding education today.
Welcome, I'm Dr. Richard Tooley, and with me here we have Josh Ink, and you are with one of the most fascinating venues that I've had the opportunity to be in. And that's with the Sight and Sound Theater, and you have two locations, right?
That's correct. We have one in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, and we have one in Branson, Missouri. They are two 2,000-seat theaters, and it's a pleasure to be here talking with you, Richard. We're celebrating our 40th year anniversary at Sight and Sound in 2016, so it's an exciting year for us.
Yeah, and I've been going to the one at Lancaster for half that time. Earlier than that, because it used to be at some point up there you had an association between Sight and Sound and Living Waters.
Correct, yeah. Living Waters Theater was the theater that my father-in-law, who is the founder, Glenn Escherman, built in 1976. And that's what really birthed Sight and Sound, was that small theater. It's about an 800-seat theater there in Strasburg, Lancaster County. And then in the 90s, they built the entertainment center just about a mile up the hill. And that's when Noah came onto the scene. And the story of Noah was what really put Sight and Sound on the map. And then in 98, the fire happened, and we lost the building. And we came back a year and a half later with the theater that we have now, which is a state-of-the-art, 300-foot, wraparound, 2,000-seat theater that just completely immerses the audience and takes them back in time. It is a joy to work and be a part of the Sight and Sound team.
Oh, and I can tell you, if you haven't seen it, you got grandchildren, young children, old children, adults, who cares? Go there. It's live animals and some amazing things that go on in there. And don't let anybody ever tell you that live theater is not fascinating stuff. And when you can put live theater with a message that Sight and Sound always provides in every one of their shows, it's pretty spectacular.
Well, you know, it's interesting you said that because, you know, I didn't grow up a theater guy. In fact, I didn't see a single musical before I worked at Sight and Sound. And I've been there for 21 years. So when I was 19, I was born again, a born-again believer. And I had a heart to tell stories, to move people towards truth through the power of story. And Sight and Sound was not far from my hometown that I grew up in. And as soon as I got there, I just found that it's the place that I can grow and where we can bring the Bible to life through who we are and what we do. So I can tell you that from one non-theater guy to anybody listening out there, this is not your typical musical theater. And since then, I can tell you that I've fallen in love with the medium of live theater because it's such a truthful, authentic, and honest experience. So we'd love to have you out.
I think my daughter got started in theater. She actually has a degree in theater. She got her passion and her love for it by going to Sight and Sound.
That's exciting for us to hear, you know, that we were able to influence, you know, her calling on her life. And we have that opportunity with lots of our guests. Any given year at Sight and Sound between the two theaters, we can attract over, you know, 1.5 million guests. And we take it very seriously how we are impacting young lives and impacting the old, you know, and the in-between. And so to know that we played some part in your daughter's career path warms my heart. And, you know, we have 600 very talented employees right now for Sight and Sound, but we could be looking for another one. So have your daughter come check us out and see if there's anything there for her to do.
She has a classmate. She went to junior college and was in the theater in the junior college program there. And I know she has a classmate that is working now for Sight and Sound.
Excellent. All right.
As an actress. So.
Oh, at the Branson Theater or the Lancaster one?
Lancaster.
Nice. Very
so
good.
It's pretty interesting.
That is great.
So I want to go back now, and I want to get a little bit of the history
of
Sight and Sound.
Sure.
Because, to be quite honest, this is something that was, in an awful lot of Christian circles, a taboo thing.
Okay.
You know, we did not do theater. You know? So, and when you talk 40 years ago, we still were on the edge of that, we did not do theater.
Yeah.
And yet, you took something that was taboo and it had to be a whole act of faith to move from there to where you are now and to see the blessing. So let's even go back to, you know, here you got this Living Waters Theater. Because that's the first place I went. Mm-hmm. I mean, this was before Sight and Sound was a big theater. They had the Living Waters there.
Yep.
We saw this Living Waters, and we didn't live close, you know. It was a long drive for us. It was about 120 miles or something to get there. But we thought, well, let's go out and see this, because this was something new even back then to even have anything in a Christian genre.
Yeah, yeah.
So we went to this Living Waters, and I'm going to let you describe a little bit of what that was about, because you know more of the background of it. I know the show. I loved it.
It's the unexpected. I think that's, if you could wrap the Sight and Sound journey up in one word, it's that. It's the unexpected. You know, here is founder and his wife, who went from dairy farmers producing milk to producers in theater that has now become the largest faith-based theater in the world. God chose the right man and woman to start something that is considered taboo or very unique and a little bit rebellious, you know, as far as Christendom goes. But that is God's economy, and he picked a man and a woman who weren't going to say no and who weren't going to fold. You know, Glenn would have been a fourth generation Brethren pastor, and he said, my pulpit is the stage. My ancestors, their pulpit was up in there at the front of the church, but he said, my church and what I want to do for the gospel is going to be from the stage. And so what he did was he poured all of that passion that he had to change people's lives and brought these Bible stories to life in imaginative and highly advanced and innovative ways. And so what he did is really unbelievable. Starting with a small theater like Living Waters, which, you know, small compared to what we have today, but still large back then, 800 seats, and then building a, you know, $25 million theater in the middle of a cornfield in Lancaster County, surrounded by Amish, and put Bible stories in there and generate 800,000 people a year is unexpected. It's unique, and that is how God works so often. I even look at the disciples that Jesus chose. You know, Peter shook things up every once in a while. And to be a game changer, to impact the world in a dramatic way, that's sometimes what it takes. And so our DNA as Sight and Sound, now that we're into the second generation of leadership there, is to not lose that entrepreneurial spirit and not to lose that unexpected approach that we have toward presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we're going to continue to shake things up and continue to bring the Bible to life through who we are and what we do. Today, for us, it's 40 years of stage productions and live musicals that take these stories from the pages of the Bible and inject life into them in a different way. People can find themselves relating to these heroes of the Bible that perhaps they weren't able to relate to before.
Yeah, I want you to take us through a little bit of a Sight and Sound experience.
Sure.
Because this is not your Shakespearean theater experience.
Right. Yeah, and you know, I tip my hat to Shakespeare, you know, because he's one of the master storytellers of our lives. But the stories in the Bible have existed for thousands of years. Sight and Sound does not take credit for the stories of Jonah, Noah, Moses, Samson, Daniel. You know, they have been changing lives for thousands of years. Our calling is to present them in a way that is spectacular, but story-driven. So when spectacle meets story, that's where we really have the Sight and Sound brand and formula. We don't do spectacle for spectacle's sake. However, if you wanted to just speak on that angle, you know, we do have the largest faith-based theater in the world. We have hundreds of live animals running up and down the aisles and onto the stage that are target trained. We have a cast of 50-plus professional actors and a lighting and multimedia innovation that is second to none. We do a lot of field trips to New York and Las Vegas and even overseas to just stay on top of the way that storytellers are using innovation and technology. So on the spectacle side, there's a lot to talk about. But if it was just that, we feel like we would be half of our brand. The other half of our brand, which I think actually is the most important, is the story content. We want to move people's hearts towards truth through the power of story. And Jesus used stories to take what would be head knowledge and take that 12-inch drop down to the heart so that a seed can grow and people can change their lives based on what they just heard. So the power of story, we have seen move audiences. When our spectacle meets that story, and you are all of a sudden sitting inside this great big ark surrounded by live animals, and you're with Noah on his journey, which wasn't an easy one, or if you're in the lion's den with Daniel, waiting for God to rescue him, or in Moses, which premieres in Branson on March 5th. It ran for a year in Strasbourg, and now it's in Branson. You know, when you are surrounded by the Red Sea, as the Hebrews are walking out, you are with them in it. So you're with them in all these journeys. That's really our heart, to immerse our audiences, to take them back in time, and to move their hearts towards truth through the power of story.
And one of the things I have to tell our audience, too, if you go there, one of the things I really appreciated about it was at the end of the program, it wasn't goodbye, folks. There were people up front
right. Who
were there to pray with anyone who needed prayer.
Well,
and that's an amazing thing. I'm Dr. Richard Tooley, and I'm here with Josh Enck, and we're talking about, it's a good example of immersive theater. That's probably the best way I could describe it.
That's a word that we use quite often. There's no other way around it, that if you're one of our 2,070 guests, you are in the experience.
Yeah. I think Noah was probably the first one we went to.
Yeah.
You know, and then when you are in that ark, that's a pretty interesting experience. You know, you start off with Noah the way it does.
Yes.
But then you find yourself in the ark.
Yes.
And you are in it.
Yeah.
And there's everywhere you look about 180 degrees around you, but 360 for the thing, animals that are coming up and down the aisle and stuff. You're in this experience.
The vision for Noah was birthed in our founder, who has since retired, and the Sight and Sound is now in its second generation leadership. But Glenn and Shirley, the two founders, continue to be alive, you know, in the spirit of what we do. And Glenn's inspiration for the Noah's show happened in the mid-1990s when he was at the Harrisburg Farm Show. Now, the Harrisburg Farm Show in Pennsylvania it's the nation's largest indoor agricultural farm show. And being a farm boy himself, he frequents that every year. And he was standing there looking at the prize heifer and seeing how all these children were just flocking this thing and getting their picture taken with it. And he thought, man, isn't it interesting how people are so drawn to animals? And then the Lord spoke to his heart and said, I want you to draw people to me through animals, through the production of Noah. And that night, Glenn went home, and he did not sleep a wink. He sketched out, he's an artist, so he sketched out the entire interior arc experience and the outline of the show. And by the next morning when that sun came up, he had what we now know of as Noah. So God spoke to him and inspired him, and that show still changes lives today with the message of the arc and of safety and Jesus being the door, and how if we go through that door, we too can be on the arc of safety. And so there's just a little bit of a backstory to the inspiration of Noah, which my father-in-law would share. It's so much probably more, you know, dramatic than I just did, but it's quite something.
Yeah, it is. And what each one of these shows brings, you know, all of us have read these stories in the Bible and heard them in Bible story books, and okay, that's great, it's great. But when you get there, what you experience is literally the emotion that the people must have been experiencing back in those days. Because
yeah. One
of the things we all have is this, on these stories, is this benefit of seeing everything from hindsight. And if we can take people and transport them to a place where they don't have a hindsight,
right,
where they forget that, and see it through the eyes of the person who didn't have the capacity to look back and say, oh, that's how God did it.
Exactly.
Then it gives us something we can hook to, because we're all walking that same sort of journey.
Sure, absolutely. You know, the thing that sets Sight and Sound apart from just being another entertainment venue is our commitment to tell the character's story. And we know, let me give you an example from Moses. We live in a generation where their idea of Moses is what Charlton Heston portrayed in the Ten Commandments, which is amazing and awesome. I'm a huge fan of the Ten Commandments and Charlton Heston. But when people watched him, they see a man who was kind of stoic and perfect and eloquent in his speech. And, oh, by the way, he had fantastic hair, you know.
That would be true.
And so as much as we love the film of Ten Commandments, not many people could relate to him and say, oh, I can relate to Moses. But when we tackled that story 5 years ago, and we started to dig into the character of Moses, what we found was this. We found that he was orphaned at age 5. He had a speech impediment. He had anger issues and ended up killing a man. He ran away from God and deserted his Hebrew heritage and the Egyptian heritage that he had. And he had an identity crisis at age 40. That is when he had the burning bush moment. And God said, you thought your life was over and that you blew it, but it's just begun. And so when I learned about that Moses, it was my heart for that particular production to take Moses off the mountain and bring him onto our level. Now what you have are people coming and seeing this show. And it was amazing that almost 1.2 million people saw that show last year when it was in Lancaster. For people to be able to say, I can relate to Moses, is a new conversation. That's not one that you hear too often. Now, we don't have a corner market on these Bible characters. I've respected so many different insights that people have had on the Moses story, and we've gained some inspiration from them. So I'm not saying that we're the only ones that have this figured out. But what we embraced was that humanity aspect to the Moses story. When that happens, and then he raises that staff and walks through the Red Sea, that's when spectacle meets story. And you're like, I love this guy. I believe in this guy. And oh, by the way, I can be used by God for amazing things as well. That's our heart at Sight and Sound. That's our passion.
I think it works in ways that it couldn't work on a big screen movie.
Yeah.
There's different things that you can do. For one thing, everybody knows when they're seeing real people walk around on stage.
Right.
And those people, in a well-done performance, they may be on a stage and somewhere back here in the back of your head, yeah, I know I'm on stage. But up here in this part of your head, that's life.
Yeah, yeah.
That's life happening up there, and it's real people, and it's real life happening there. And it's not just happening there, it's happening around. You're in it, you're sensing it, everything's working with you in it. And I think the Holy Spirit works in there, too.
Absolutely, he does. And, you know, we try to stay out of God's way, you know, when we do this. We're very careful that we're not just trying to impress ourselves with our productions or entertain ourselves or preach to the choir or give people what they want to hear and see. We try the best we can to stay true and pure to the Word of God and then let the Holy Spirit do the work. You had mentioned the after-show ministry component. We're even careful with how we do that because we crafted a 2.5-hour experience for people to feel a certain way. The after-show prayer time is an extension of our ministry that goes beyond the stage to say, whatever is on your mind after this show, we want to hear about it, we want to pray with you and talk about it. Because we're not just trying to entertain people. We do want to be a part of impacting their lives for the Lord. But I completely, you know, agree that with these kinds of productions, the day that we start doing it just for our own selves is the day that we fail. We keep Christ at the center, and we keep pointing people toward Him. Yeah.
Now, as you go forward,
yes,
I know some things that are happening there because I've been there. You know, all your props, you have these props, the huge props,
uh-huh,
that you're moving around on that stage. And that stage is, as far as I understand, a pretty phenomenal structure in and of itself.
Yeah, it really is.
Everything about it is stage. And these things, I think some of the original ones, we would see the people out there pushing these big things into,
sure,
place. We don't see that anymore.
You don't. Theater has come a long way. I got to tell you, I'm a huge live theater fan now. I wasn't when I was 19. I was a film guy, a movie guy. I wanted to go to Hollywood and make movies. But I fell in love with live theater. And what I love about it is how honest and real and authentic the performances are. You know, you're watching them portray these characters right before your eyes. And even the set changes, when you do see the stage technicians having to push a set around, for me, the few times that you see that, it reminds me that this is all happening right here in front of me, and things could go wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and it kind of keeps you at the edge of your seat sometimes. But we have a technology mindset at Sight and Sound that with these huge set pieces, we're able to move them things around hands-free, something that we weren't able to do years ago. With VTEC technology, which is a military technology that moves big, heavy sets around, and RayNOC, which is a wireless system that will radio frequencies, with use of radio frequencies, move these and jockey these, you know, 55,000-pound sets around.
Yeah.
And for Moses, for example, Moses has 80 set pieces in the show, many of which are 30 feet high, double-sided, for seamless transitions. And it took like over 65 tractor trailers to get that thing from Lancaster to Branson. So it is quite an undertaking to do a Sight and Sound production.
Well, we're coming to the end of our time. I want to give you an opportunity to tell people how they can get to be part of this experience.
Absolutely. You know, you can easily find us at sight-sound.com. Sight-sound.com. Check it out just for all the latest and greatest. We have two phenomenal and exciting premieres happening. Moses is premiering in Branson after a successful year in Lancaster. And that happens on March 5th. And Samson, brand new story that's been 3.5 years in the making, is premiering March 12th in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And so we have two premieres on its way. We're in the midst of the brand new show that's going to premiere in 2018. And we have most of our shows on DVD, which is a really, really great way to experience Sight and Sound without having to make that big drive. But I will tell you, if you want to experience Sight and Sound for real, you need to come to the theater, and you need to sit in the middle of the theater when the waves part all around you, and you feel the wind on your face, and Moses walks his people through on dry land. And you need to be in the theater when Samson is blinded and can truly then see, and the walls come crashing down all around you. Come on in to Sight and Sound Theaters. We'd love to see you there.
You know, and I'm gonna just make this one disclaimer. I am not paid by Sight and Sound, and I'm not making a commercial for them, but if you haven't ever been there, you need to go.
Thank you for saying that. Appreciate that.
I have been there. I have been to every show since Noah, and we're headed to Samson. I know that, too. I'm telling you right now, we already got the tickets, so we're going there. And I think my daughter this time got a backstage pass. She's so excited she can't see straight. Backstage pass.
That makes me so happy to hear that. And we welcome her. We welcome your family. And for the listening audience, we welcome all of you to come and experience the Bible coming to life on and off the stage at Sight and Sound Theaters.
Yeah. And they didn't give me the tickets free. I'm just telling you right now. We paid for them. We're going there legitimately. So I'm telling you, go and check this out. Because when you come away from that experience, you're not coming away from just a spectacular experience. You're coming away from an immersion experience that will show you the work that God did for his people, and the work God can do for your people today.
Thank you, Richard. It's quite an honor to be talking with you. And, you know, these heroes of the Bible, they were men and women just like you and I.
Yes.
And the human condition hasn't changed a whole lot. And so for those of you listening out there, just allow yourselves to be used by God and go change the world.
True, amazing things. Thank you so much for being
with us. Thank you, Richard.
I have one thing left to say. Keep learning. You have been listening to Education Current, a production of MRG Media Ministries. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.